ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, text number 5, chapter 7. Yaya samohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paro hi manute anartam tat kritam chabipadyate yaya samohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam Paropi manute nartam tatkritam chabi padyate yaya samohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manute nartam tatkritam chabi padyate Yaya samohito jiva Atmanam trigunatmakam Paropi manute nartam Tatkritam chavipadyate Yaya samohito jiva Atmanam trigunatmakam Paropi manute nartam Tatkritam chavipadyate Yaya samohito jiva Atmanam trigunatmakam Paropi manute nartam Tatkritam chavipadyate Yaya samohito jiva Atmanam trigunatmakam Paropi manute nartam Tatkritam chavipadyate Ladies Yaya samohito jiva Atmanam trigunatmakam Paropi manute nartam Tatkritam chavipadyate Yaya By whom? Samohita Illusioned Jiva The living entities Atmanam Self Trigunatmakam, conditioned by the three modes of nature, or a product of matter. Pada, transcendental. Api, in spite of. Manute, takes it for granted. Anartam, things not wanted. Tat, by that. Kritam cha reaction abhibhajyate undergoes thereof. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product, and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. Please repeat. Due to this material, I'm sorry, due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product, and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. Purport. The root cause of suffering by the materialistic living beings is pointed out with remedial measures, which are to be undertaken, and also the ultimate perfection to be gained. All this is mentioned in this particular verse. The living being is by constitution transcendental to material engagement, but he is now imprisoned by the external energy, and therefore he thinks of himself one of the material products. And due to this unholy contact, the pure spiritual entity suffers material miseries under the modes of material nature. The living entity misunderstands himself to be a material product. This means that the present perverted way of thinking, feeling, and willing under material conditions is not natural for him. But he has his normal way of thinking, feeling, and willing. The living being in his original state is not without thinking, feeling, and willing and feeling power. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that the actual knowledge of the conditioned soul is now covered by nescience. Thus, the theory that a living being is absolute impersonal Brahman is refuted herein. This cannot be, because the living entity has his own way of thinking in his original unconditional state also. The present conditional state is due to the influence of the external energy, which means that the illusory energy takes the initiative while the Supreme Lord is aloof. The Lord does not desire that a living being be illusioned by external energy. The external energy is aware of this fact, but still she accepts a thankless task of keeping the forgotten soul under illusion by her bewildering influence. The Lord does not interfere with the task of the illusory energy, because such performances of the illusory energy are also necessary for reformation of the conditioned soul. An affectionate father does not like his children to be chastised by another agent, but he puts his disobedient children under the custody of a severe man just to bring them to order. But the all-affectionate Almighty Father at the same time desires relief for the conditioned soul, relief from the clutches of the illusory energy. The king puts the disobedient citizens within the walls of the jail, but sometimes the king, desiring the prison's relief, personally goes there and pleads for reformation. And on his doing so, the prisoners are set free. Similarly, the Supreme Lord descends from his kingdom upon the kingdom of the illusory energy and personally gives relief in the form of the Bhagavad Gita, wherein he personally suggests that although the ways of the illusory energy are very stiff to everyone, very stiff to overcome, one who surrenders onto the lotus feet of the Lord is set free by the will of the Supreme. This surrendering process is the remedial measure for getting relief from the bewildering ways of the illusory energy. The surrendering process is completed by the influence of association. The Lord has suggested, therefore, that by the influence of the speeches of saintly persons who have actually realized the Supreme, men are engaged in his transcendental loving service. The conditioned soul gets a taste for hearing about the Lord, and by such hearing only, he is gradually elevated to the platform of respect, devotion, and attachment for the Lord. The whole thing is completed by the surrendering process. Herein also the same suggestion is made by the Lord in his incarnation of Vyasadeva. This means that the conditioned souls are being reclaimed by the Lord both ways, namely by the process of punishment by the external energy of the Lord, and by himself as the spiritual master within and without. Within the heart of every living being, the Lord himself as the supersoul, Paramatma, becomes the spiritual master. And from without, he becomes the spiritual master in the shape of scriptures, saints, and the initiator, spiritual master. This is still more explicitly explained in the next shloka. Personal superintendence of the illusory energy is confirmed in the Vedas, the Kena Upanishad, in relation to the demigod's controlling power. Herein also it is clearly stated that the living entity is controlled by the external energy in a personal capacity. The living being, thus subject to the control of the external energy, is differently situated. It is clear, however, from the present statement of the Bhagavatam that the same external energy is situated in the inferior position before the personality of Godhead, or the perfect being. The perfect being, or the Lord, cannot be approached even by the illusory energy, who can only work on the living entities. Therefore, it is sheer imagination that the Supreme Lord is illusioned by the illusory energy and thus becomes a living being. If the living being and the Lord were in the same category, then it would have been quite possible for Vyasadeva to see it, and there would have been no question of material distress on the part of the illusion being, for the Supreme Being is fully cognizant. So there are so many unscrupulous imaginations on the part of the monists to endeavor to put both the Lord and the living being in the same category. Had the Lord and the living beings been the same, then Shukadeva Goswami would not have taken the trouble to describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, for they would all be manifestations of the illusory energy. Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum remedy for suffering humanity in the clutches of Maya. Srila Vyasadeva therefore first of all diagnosed the actual disease of the conditioned souls, namely their being illusioned by the external energy. He also saw the perfect Supreme Being, from whom the illusory energy is far removed, though he saw both the diseased conditioned souls and also the cause of the disease. And the remedial measures are suggested in the next verse. Both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living beings are undoubtedly qualitatively one. But the Lord is the controller of the illusory energy, whereas the living entity is controlled by the illusory energy. Thus the Lord and the living beings are simultaneously one and different. Another point is distinct herein, that eternal relation between the Lord and the living being is transcendental. Otherwise, the Lord would not have taken the trouble to reclaim the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. In the same way, the living entity is also required to revive his natural love and affection for the Lord, and that is the highest perfection of the living entity. Srimad Bhagavatam treats the conditioned soul with an aim to that goal of life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Right, and there's not much you can say to this. This is such a complete purport. Om Ajnani Timidam Dasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshun Nunitam Jena Tazmai Sivarave Nama Mukham Guru Devacha Alam Pangam Langayate Girin Yad Kipatam Mahamande Sigurum Dina Taranam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramanandam Aravam. The verse again, due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. And here Srila Prabhupada is giving the perfect diagnosis. It's just like a good doctor recognizes a person's condition and understands the remedial or the remedy with the goal of becoming well. It's just, it's not that, just like if you go into a dentist's office and there's a gentleman there with a white jacket on. He has all kinds, he has all the paraphernalia. And he has all the equipment. He has an assistant next to him or another person with a white jacket also. And they seat you down in this chair. And then they open you up. And they're looking into this, into your mouth. And oh my God, this is, oh yeah, absolutely, you have a serious problem here. Oh my gosh, look at that. Oh my, well, this is terrible. And you're just sitting in the chair. Your eyes are wide open. And you're hearing all of this. And then the gentleman says to his assistant, there's no question, this is really something that needs to be done. And then you ask the dentist, then he says, okay, well, let's, Mary, let's go for our coffee break. Well, aren't you going to do something? No, I'm not a dentist. I'm just an observer. I'm just making a diagnosis, and I'm not a dentist. And you walk away. So, there has to be some remedial measure and some goal. Or again, if you go into a bank and you go to the counter, there's a security guard over here, and as you go into the teller position, some guys break in. And they had their guns pulled out, and they tell everybody, hit the floor. This is a robbery. And the security guard is just standing there, and you ask him, well, do something. No. I'm not here to do that. I'm just here to monitor what's going on. You certainly have a terrible situation here. No. The perfect doctor, as Prabhupada points out here, knows, recognizes the situation, gives a remedial measure, he gives a remedy as to what needs to be undertaken, and then what is the ultimate perfection? All of this is mentioned in this wonderful a verse, as Srila Prabhupada points out. The living entity is by constitution transcendental. That he's not of this material nature that we're so intent on exploiting. Aparayamitastvanyam prakritim vidimeparam jiva bhuta. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that the living entity is of a transcendental, higher nature, and that some or other he's been imprisoned by the external energy. Some or other, Krishna, Bhuli se jeev anadir bahir muk. Some or other, the living entity has forgotten, some or other we've forgotten Krishna and become attracted by this external energy. And due to that attraction, Maya gives him all sorts of miseries. Sangsara dukkha, just like we sing in the morning.
samsara dhavana ananila loka,
that the material world is like a blazing forest fire. So, some or other, due to forgetting the Supreme Lord, the living being is thrown into this material nature and completely engrossed by this, by the external energy. And he thinks himself to be one of those products. It's just like sometimes you see these videos of a dog who may be nursing a different species animal. They may be nursing, or a cat may be nursing some puppies. It happens. Why? It's because of that association. That little puppy thinks that this is my mother, although they're of a total different species. So similarly, because we some or other associating with this material nature, we think we're a part of it. This is natural. I meant to be here in this body and go through all this trial and tribulation, but it's only because of the unholy contact, as Prabhupada points out here. It's unholy. It's not a natural situation. But because of that holy, unholy contact, the living entity has to undergo all sorts of tribulation. And ultimately, he's a misunderstanding himself to be a material product. We begin to identify with this body, which is young, old, black, white. But it's actually a perverted way of thinking. It's not natural. The mind is there, but because of its a bad association, karmatmakayena sharira bhanda, the mind, it's become colored. The thinking, feeling, and willing, that's there. That's the function of the mind. But because of its bad association, it begins to think and feel and will in a perverted way, as Srila Prabhupada points out here. It's not natural. Instead, one begins to feel that, this is quite normal for me to struggle in this material world, in this society, live like so-and-so and strive to be like that. But it's not a natural state. Thinking, feeling, and willing is an original condition. That is for sure. Nityam, nityam, chaitanas, chaitananam. Every living being is a cognizant living being. And thinking, feeling, and willing is there. It's a natural quality which is there. But because of, again, bad association, and this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, as Srila Prabhupada points out here. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. That the conditioned soul is now, just now he's covered by nescience. That due to the influence of the material world, some or other, we've come to believe that this is a natural state. But it's not natural. The natural state of the living being, as Prabhupada points out here, is to be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. First of all, we have to recognize we're not meant to be here. That's the first point. The living being is not meant to be here. So what is the remedial measure? Just like, again, it's not natural for someone to be in a diseased condition. It's not natural. And the proof is that we're all trying to stay healthy. We're all trying to be
strong, healthy, awake. So it's natural. That's the natural condition. Again, it's due to this bad association that one has forgotten. So what is the remedial measure? That's being pointed out here by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, that the remedial measure is to be engaged in a devotional service of the Lord. Of course, there has to be some reformation. So the example given here is that just like a father has to sometimes take his disobedient son and puts him under the guidance of someone who may be very strict, or just like the state may have to build a prison house, so the Lord has created this material world, and by the influence of the external energy, the living being has to thus purushak prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti janganan. Thus he follows the ways of life, enjoying the modes of nature. And thus he has to meet with good and evil amongst various species of life. He just goes floating along, just like sometimes people like to float along in life. They think they're happy, but actually it's just always up and down. It's always a miserable condition. And the external energy's business is, as Prabhupada points out here, it's a thankless task. But it's meant to bewilder the living entity. And the Lord doesn't interfere with that illusory energy's work. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. The Lord actually has nothing to do. He doesn't have to bother with this thing going on and that thing going on. But instead, he has multifarious, he manifests himself in so many parts and parcels, and he has multifarious potencies who are all acting in perfect sequence. They're acting perfectly. There's nothing in this material world which is really out of sync. It's in perfect order. But it's just that when we put our hand into it, it gets a little wacky. It's just like you get a very nice vehicle, and instead of putting gas in it, the gas in the right place, you put in water. Everything goes haywire. The car breaks down. It begins to act malfunction. So similarly, this material world, it's a perfect cycle. It works quite well. It's only when the living being, due to his lust and greed, purushak prakriti stuhi stohe abhunkte prakriti janganan karanam gunasangas asarasa joni janmasu. As soon as the living being wants to enjoy, he's being governed by desire and hate. As soon as he gets into the mix, it goes haywire. The machine starts breaking down. But the Lord, as Prabhupada points out here, doesn't interfere with the task of the illusory energy, because such performances of the illusory energy are necessary for reformation of the conditioned soul. Those trials and tribulations, they have to be there. Just again, as an affectionate father doesn't want his child to be chastised by just anyone, another agent. No, he wants to, he's personal about it. But he doesn't want the child to be in that condition. No, it's not natural. Any loving parent doesn't want, just like Krishna doesn't want that we're stuck in this material world and we're endeavoring so hard to find some enjoyment out of it, which is not there. No, Krishna doesn't want that. Just like a loving parent doesn't want his child to be suffering, but sometimes certain things have to be done. Sometimes you have to make some correction. Just like a good parent, when the child is running around and causing a disturbance, a good parent corrects the child. So also the Supreme Lord, when he sees that the living being wants to run here, run there, okay, well, I'll give you a certain amount of space, but at a certain point, it has to stop. And if you're not careful, then again you have to come back. Right? Jama mitya jara vyadi. You have to go through that whole cycle over and over again. So the Almighty Father, as Prabhupada points out here, desires the relief of the conditioned souls. Just as a disobedient citizen is put within the walls of the jail, still a king doesn't like that. Actually, he does the opposite. He sometimes goes and makes a petition for that criminal or that whoever is in jail. They can get a pardon. Okay. You're just like in government circles, we see that at the end of a term, the president likes to give so many pardons. He likes to show his benevolence. So he lets so many friends of his or whatever, those who have been acting properly, he gives them a pardon. Or maybe there's more evidence that actually this person is not such a terrible person. Let me give him a pardon. So also the Lord, he sees this. So what does he do? He descends himself, as Prabhupada points out here. He descends from his kingdom upon the kingdom of the illusory energy and personally gives relief in the form of Bhagavad Gita. This whole purport is practically a lesson in Bhagavad Gita. I was just, when I was first reading this, it was like every line, there's so much to say, but every line practically is corroborated by Bhagavad Gita. Everything Prabhupada says here is so perfect. So the Lord, he descends in the form of Bhagavad Gita, where he personally suggests ways of overcoming that illusory energy. Right? Daivi eshu gunamai mama maya dharatiya. He says personally, that okay, well, this is the remedial measure. This is the process by which you can come out of this condition, and that's surrendering onto me. Krishna is the owner of that energy, and Prabhupada points out here that this logic. Throws out this whole idea of the living being impersonal, Brahman. Otherwise, how could he go through this good and bad, conflict going back and forth? Or how is it that the personality of God himself, who we understand to be above the modes of material nature, the perfect being, one who's not affected by the illusory energy, that he can come in the form of Bhagavad Gita, or he can come personally, and as we know in this day and age, he comes in the form of the holy name. How all those things can act as remedial measures and free one, the living being, from this miserable condition. And Prabhupada points out in the purport here that it's by sadhu sangha, it's by sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi. It's that by that association whether it be with the Bhagavad Gita, whether it be with the Holy Name, or with the sadhus, as Prabhupada points out here, the Supreme Lord or the Perfect Being. The Perfect Being or the Lord cannot be approached by the illusory energy. They're not disturbed by these attractions. And of course, we read in the Bhagavatam, there are so many wonderful, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many examples of such personalities. And we have one with in our own experience in the form of Srila Prabhupada. Such perfected beings are not disturbed by the, or affected by the material energy. And by their association, which is the remedial measure, one can achieve the perfection. And the perfection, Srila Prabhupada points out here, right at the end of this purport. In the beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks a lot about the diagnosis. What is your disease? And then he begins to talk about the remedial measure, or the medicine that has to be taken. And then finally, what is the goal, or the perfection of it all? And that is that, and he points out here, is to revive his natural love and affections for the Lord. That is the highest perfection for the living being. So this verse is so wonderful. And again, there's so many things that can be said about it. Finally, Srila Prabhupada says, Srimad Bhagavatam treats the conditioned soul with an aim to that goal of life. And that perfection is to be engaged in the loving devotional service of Krishna. So, and are there any comments or questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.